Man, the last time I tried doing this, I didn't know what I was trying to do, and I really didn't know why. And I think looking back at what happened, it's really clear that I was just trying to make it sound like the past was fulfilling some legacy that I'm living out now, and the truth is, it's totally not the case. And I to be honest, I tried doing it over Twitch, and anything I said at that point was authentic and genuine, but me trying to pretend that there is remotely the same person that I was back then to now is just it's a load of shit. It's not real, it's not true. And I think there is a degree of trauma from before. The time frame that I was trying to record all those episodes, that most of them I got rid of because I think I just wanted to clear up a unique timeline. And the truth is, they just don't serve a purpose anymore. A great majority of those people and I, we don't speak to each other anymore, whether it's organic separation or people prove to be unhealthy friends or even on any end of the spectrum. It's just a different life now. That's not to say that I didn't really enjoy all of it. I did. I loved every second of it. It was a beginning of self-therapy. And what I didn't realize when I started Mindful Crow is this, that's all this is. If you're listening to this, this is just my self-therapy. And I'm happy doing this because I don't really know how to get out my thoughts super effectively because I have issues. So this is me practicing to get my thoughts out in a better nature. And the truth is, they're not always well spoken. Sometimes they're just scrambled. They're absolute chaotic messes, and I'm okay with that. I'm actually learning to be okay that I'm not the best speaker, but I'm actually going to attempt to, instead of reconnect the lines, just try to be transparent about what line I am on now versus how they all connect. Here is the most I can acknowledge about the past that was not as clear. I used my first episode to tell a story about how I attempted to make very poor choices on my life, and as opposed to continuing to do so, instead of focusing on that, I decided to focus on, okay, well, what can I do? What good am I at anything? I was so obsessed in this idea and service of love. I believed that if I had someone to love and I could just be of service of them, that would be fulfillment enough. And you can only imagine how unhealthy that is. Yes, their love is sacrifice. Love is service. Love is always giving your 100%, and it's this genuine commitment. Of course, I'm speaking on terms of relationship. There's different variations of love, how you love your family, how you love yourself, and I would love to get into loving yourself. Because I actually think the modern express definition of loving yourself that I've seen over the last few years, most of it's bullshit. And I'm just going to be upfront that I definitely have strong opinions about that. But again, these are my opinions, and I don't mean in anything in a condescending way. But I don't really think that you constantly chasing after just materialism and I get we have like a capitalist society, and I actually don't have an issue with that. So it's not really the political aspect of like materialism. It's just more of the fact that you going to buy some Gucci, Louis Vuitton, the best car, whatever, that's not really loving on yourself. Yes, I get it. If you're fulfilling a certain joy or a dream, that's cool. But anyway, I have thoughts on that. We'll save that later. But to kind of just look back, I was just an unhealthy person. I was 1000% an unhealthy person. I was obsessed with finding someone to love. And I had just gotten out of my longest relationship at the time. And I was just distraught. But the truth is, the person that I was dating at that time was cheating and doing a lot of drugs. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I loved this person so much. How could this still happen no matter how much I love them? It took forever for me to get better and realize it's not my fault and it's not my problem in a way. And I know that sounds really cruel. I cared about the person and loved them. I did. But they didn't love me back. And it took a really long time to just understand that. And yeah, there's a degree where drugs is its own thing, and there's a lot, it's a different kind of ailment, you know? And people that suffer with those issues, or know family or friends that suffer those issues, my heart really goes out to you. I've lived around it, through it, and my heart goes out to you sincerely. But I don't want anything that I'm saying now to be misunderstood as cruel or unempathetic. It's not that. It's just I was so emotionally invested in what someone could do to me. I was so worried about what someone could make me feel that I was never taking accountability for myself or taking care of myself. There was never this line that I said, no matter what happens, if you push here, I still take care of me. There was no bubble that made me an individual. I was just an entity to whoever I was dating. And I don't mean that in a way of I needed to be joined at their hip. I just happened to be around a lot of people that were incredibly toxic, and I couldn't get my own space. So it was just this never-ending void of how do I learn how to be my own person when you won't let me be my own person? But if I don't, do you see how like chaotic I sound? I'm just being transparent. I know that's the title, but like it was a mess. I was constantly playing firefighter for other people, relationships, family, friendships, and where does that take us now? Where does this take us? So I decided to turn this on and just go ahead and start this. Well, honestly, I think I understand myself better. And I'm not sure if I'm supposed to connect all those dots for myself or for you guys, or I don't know who will listen to this. I don't. But I don't. Is it okay to say that yes, the past molds you, but in some ways it becomes slightly irrelevant over time? I'm so dramatically different. It just doesn't matter. I back then I was worried about relationships, and now I'm actually engaged. I love her. She's incredible. She is everything a person could ever dream for, someone that's attentive, but also lets you have the room to breathe and be your own person. And even if she doesn't get it, even if she doesn't get what you're interested in, it's just full-fledged support. Because you can't expect every person to understand what you're interested in. Like I'm incredibly passionate about video games. The idea that video games are a modern art form that can actually forge communities. I'm obsessed with it. I love it, and that's why I want to make video games, and I'm working really hard on that. That's why I wanted to get involved with Twitch. It wasn't this idea of some sort of celebrity life. I just wanted people to talk to. I wanted people to talk to that were interested in the same stuff, or even maybe not. That happens a lot. I've learned with Twitch. Twitch is its own amazing pool of people, and I'm very lucky to find the people that I did, and make the friends that I have. But this whole time, she's never went, that's a little too weird for me. She's been nothing but supportive. She's done every part of it with me, is to the best of her ability and her interest, and that's more than I deserve. I'm happily engaged. I found the girl of my dreams and I'm so excited to marry her. But it's so funny that now I have that sense of security in a relationship, which only had arrived when I stopped worrying about relationships. I stopped caring. And I'm like, I'm not going to worry about it anymore. And then I found the girl of my dreams. I just stopped thinking about it. There's a degree where, of course, like, you got to go mingle in some shape or form, whether that's in person, digital, it doesn't matter. But I just stopped worrying. And maybe to some of you that's ridiculous. Maybe I should have never, but I did. And I was worrying. I was unhealthy. I relied on companionship in a deep level, and now I don't. And ironically, because I don't rely on it, I'm learning that I miss having meaningful conversations with friends when I was younger, because I have learned I struggle doing that now as an adult. I have a really hard time telling someone what's in my head. I can be very talkative if you know me, but I it's hard. It's hard right now. It's very hard. I am going to keep trying on this. The reason I think the crow, the name, has kind of evolved in a way, it just became a nickname. I loved crows and ravens. I got a tattoo on my arm. I thought I was a raven. Other people thought I was a crow. My nickname became Crow. I was cool with it. I loved the nickname. It was funny to me because the story I'm working on for the video game, one of the characters' names is Crow. No correlation between myself or that character, but it's just a trendy thing. And then now we have our Twitch, Crow's Moon. And it's just funny. But like, the name became a part of me in a very healthy way. And so I want to take responsibility to being healthy and good to myself. I'm not going to promise clarity every time. I'll try to make sure it's entertaining, obviously, but this is my way of just trying to get better. This is my way of being accountable. My way of actually loving on myself. Here's a little trick. Maybe this is a funner, like a funner. I just did that.
Funner.
Here's a fun way to kind of end it. A lot of our culture right now proposes this idea that loving yourself requires separation from those you care about or deeply care about, or separation of the responsibilities that come with caring about that person. Loving yourself requires me to cave in to, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that. There's a little bit of that. Look, if you want you want a bunch of new makeup, that's cool. You want that one really expensive jacket, whatever. You want the car, I get it. I know it sounds so contradicting to what I was saying earlier, but it's not like that. It's the unhealthy obsession that materials is joy and fulfillment and will help you love yourself. Yes, there's a certain degree that's going to make you happy, but there's another degree that you just need to own. Loving yourself, at least in my mind, is owning your passions as a part of your identity and healthily expressing it. If you're a musician and you find that life, colors, air, everything exists in music to you, and you just find it to be the most majestic thing that no one could ever comprehend, and you just want to be an embodiment of it, and that's how you express it, whether I don't care how you choose to do it, that's a beautiful thing. And I'd say you working on your passions and expressing that part of yourself is a very healthy way to say I'm loving on myself. Because loving on yourself, I think contradict to popular belief right now, is actually work. It is work. And that's why it's hard to do it the healthy way. So there's no shame in like liking what you like. It's not like that. But I'm going to tell you, yeah, you going and buying every What's a Supreme or whatever? No shame if you like the brand, it's okay, but you buying every piece isn't going to make you happy. You hooking up with every person you set your eye on isn't going to make you happy. It just doesn't. Drugs are not going to fulfill you and make you happy. That gym is a cool way to do it. Like that's a cool way to do it. So you know what, honestly, if people actually were more dedicated to their actual physical health, I'm sure a lot of things would have happened that have been happening over the last few years. And I think there should be an emphasis on that. As much as we are trying to promote mental health, I think we're not doing it the right way, as well as we should be connecting our mental and physical health to one another because they are embedded to each other. If you sit there moping in your bed, but then go Instagram posting about mental health, you're not doing yourself any fucking favors. I'm sorry to say it. You're just not. It's loving yourself is work. Taking care of your body, your mind, your family, your friendships, your relationships, your sex life, all of that. That is all genuine work. And I hope we get to a point where people can maybe, it doesn't need to be thinking my way. I'm not going to pretend to have all the answers. I'm sure anyone can listen over this and nitpick anything I said. But there's a point where I hope people think about what it means to love yourself differently. And so for anyone that sat through all of this, I'm not going to make each episode long. I just want to get out thoughts and feelings, and this is me loving on myself. This is me working on myself. This is me in the most sincere way saying I am ready for repair.